because...
All right, I'm here with... What's your name?
Mimi.
And what do you do here at the World of Coke?
Well, we protect the secret formula, this exhibit that we opened up in December.
Were you here when they were installing it?
Mm-hmm.
What was that process like? Because, like, it's really an amazing exhibit.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool. They wanted us to be surprised by it, so we didn't know till later on. But, just training us to know information right. about the exhibit and furthermore.
Did they actually tell you guys the secret formula at all?
No.
So still, like, no one has basically mm-hmm. seen it?
Yes.
All right. And what are some, like, you know, the fun moments about kind of working this exhibit? Because there's a lot of, it's very well done.
Mm-hmm. The fun moments is basically seeing people's reactions, mm-hmm. As well as having a hand in trying to keep the magic alive.
Yeah.
So,
I think you guys do a great job of it. I mean, very impressed.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk with me.
No problem.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, I just got done looking at the secret formula for Coca-Cola. That nice lady was nice enough to talk to me about kind of her time here. I gotta say, for as much as I did pay $16 to basically go through Coca-Cola propaganda land, really fascinating history, and I'm not sure that any other product has such a history like this. It's just so entrenched in the world and everything. Yeah, I'm cool, thank you. Really fascinating, but it's just, why does anyone care what the hell the recipe for Coke is? I mean, I'd rather make my own drink, Dan Cola, instead of trying to steal it from Mr. Pemberton. Either way, really fascinating so far, and I hope one day we all get to find out what the secret is, just for the heck of it. If I die and I don't know what the secret to Coca-Cola is, I'm very upset with myself and the world and hackers. Come on, hackers. Hack it up. All right, I'm moving onward to something else now, the bottling center. All right, bye.